This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, friends. Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, health challenges, or our true skin health products, if you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can order your longevity products right off our websites, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. We have got $10 off special on our retinol spot treatment, retinol roller, I call it, because it comes in a little roller ball. A retinol spot treatment, a.k.a. retinol roller, is made with 2% retinol, great for dealing with acne blemishes. To prevent acne blemishes, if you feel a zit coming on, or to speed up the healing of one, if you catch it too late, you want to always want to catch the blemish a little bit, just right when you start to see the blemish. The earlier you catch it, the more effective your medication or treatment is going to be. Our retinol roller works amazingly if you catch your blemish early enough. If the blemish has already started, it may take a little longer, but it speeds up healing. It's also got our Truth Blemish Repair, our Truth Retinol Roller has salicylic acid in it, as well as vitamin C and vitamin E. You can find out all about it at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Okay, we are talking about cysteine, the amino acid cysteine, this really important building molecule found in high-protein foods. The building amino acids are in the high-protein foods, which makes sense. High-protein foods get their building properties from their amino acids. So things like cysteine and methionine and also elements like sulfur are going to be found in your anabolic foods, your building foods. Anabolism means to build. Catabolism means to break down. Health is about being net anabolic, more anabolic than you are catabolic. Catabolic is a breakdown, and net catabolic or net catabolism is associated with being in the hospital, with having cancer, with being frail and old, with being sick. Recovery, healing, growth, youthfulness, anti-aging is about anabolism. You want to be net anabolic, kind of like a business. A business is either in the black or in the red. The idea of, you're always spending money in your business, but the idea of the business is that you're making more money than you're spending. If you have a good business, you're net anabolic. You're net building. You're in the black. A net anabolic body is in the black. A net catabolic body is in the red. If you're sick, you're in the red. Simple as that. That really simplifies disease right there. Think of your body as a business. If you're sick, you're in the red. If you're recovering, you're in the black. It takes being in the black to recover. And it doesn't matter that your body's breaking down. It doesn't matter that it's building up. It matters what the bottom line is. in a business, it doesn't matter what you're spending or what you're making. It matters what the bottom line is. You can make $1 million, but if you're losing $2 million, that's not a good business. You can make $1, but if you're not spending anything, that's a better business than if you make $1 million, but you're spending $2 million. So you want to be in the black. Cysteine is about being in the black. Methionine is another in-the-black protein, high amino acid found in high-protein foods. On the other hand, sometimes you could be in the body anyway. You can be producing too much stuff. You can be overproductive, over-anabolic. That's not a good thing either. Anabolism has to be balanced with catabolism in the body. You got to have the balance of the amount. If you get too many orders in your business but you can't produce, that's not a good thing either. The orders will start to accumulate. In the same way, if you get too much anabolism or too much building in the body and the orders start to accumulate, the biochemistry of building will start to accumulate. Got to work on that metaphor, I think, a little bit. If the biochemistry of building in the body is too high, things can start to break down. The body can't handle all that building, all that inventory, all that raw material. And cysteine, out of balance, can and high-protein foods in general, can cause too much of the building substances to build up, too much of the raw materials to build up, because the body thinks it's supposed to be building. So when cysteine or homocysteine or methionine or sulfur or any of these high-protein foods come into the body in too much quantity, the body will overbuild the raw materials. It's anticipating doing stuff. It's anticipating producing stuff, so all the raw materials will accumulate. Well, guess what? One of those raw materials is called cholesterol. Cholesterol is a raw material for building things. When cysteine is elevated and protein is elevated, and for that matter, sugar is elevated and homocysteine is elevated, all these building substances, cholesterol gets upregulated. And because all of these... Because of the nutrient deficiencies that we deal with that are associated with all of this building, also is associated with heart disease and various bodily breakdowns. We confuse nutritional deficiencies with, or we conflate, we combine nutritional deficiencies with elevated cholesterol. So we assume that it's the elevated cholesterol when it's really the nutritional deficiencies. We assume it's the elevated raw material when it's really the nutritional deficiencies. It's not that we're making too much cholesterol. It's that the nutritional deficiencies that cause the cholesterol to build up are behind the problem. You'd be much better off taking B vitamins than a statin drug. If you take B vitamins instead of a statin drug, the chances are your cholesterol is going to start to drop. If you reduce your sugar intake instead of taking the statin drug, chances are your sugar is going to start to drop on its own. If you just take niacin, niacin is a really cool B vitamin because it's involved in the circulatory system and circulatory health, and it's a sugar metabolizing vitamin. It's a sugar processing vitamin. That's what makes niacin so unbelievably valuable for cardiovascular health. It lowers cholesterol, and it helps support circulatory health. It helps support heart health. Better than a statin drug. Statin drug can't give you multiple benefits. Statin drug can give you multiple side effects, but it's not going to give you multiple benefits. Anyway, this whole idea of cholesterol is just scam. It's misleading, it's wrong, it's just plain devious. This idea that cholesterol lowering is going to protect your heart. It looks like it's the cholesterol that's the problem, but it's the nutritional deficiencies in the revved up anabolic system. Revved up by sugar, mostly. Anyway, cholesterol is not the bad guy in heart disease. It's a healing molecule. You don't want to shut down its production artificially. On the other hand, homocysteine, which builds up under conditions of nutritional deficiencies, is at least sometimes a bad guy. Not always. Homocysteine has a function. It's got a powerful anabolic function, as we said. But you got to have it in balance. You got to have it controlled, and it gets controlled, and it's in balance by the B vitamins, especially vitamin B6 and B12, and also folic acid, which we're going to talk about here in a little bit. Homocysteine is really super interesting. I would assume that, if not most of you, a good portion of you have heard of homocysteine, you guys listening. But you probably heard of it as being this awful, awful substance that has to be eliminated. And it's a little bit more nuanced than that, as it always is in nutrition. There's a lot of gray area nuance in nutrition. Homocysteine exemplifies that. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
With the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen, not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side with lots of open lines for you at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. I am Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time on The Bright Side. We're also up at brightsideben.com on our archive page 24/7. If you miss a program, you can review them through the search engine. If you miss, if you're interested in a specific topic, you can review them through the search engine. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team for a one-time $30 fee off the websites as well, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. For a one-time $30 fee, you can be in business for yourself. You can be an entrepreneur. If you enjoy the entrepreneur lifestyle, you can help change the world through the very fundamental and basic level of, the most important level of good health and good nutrition. 844-236-6010 is our number. We're talking about homocysteine, the very interesting amino acid. Some folks will tell you that homocysteine is toxic. I'm sure many of you, if not most of you, have heard about how bad homocysteine is. And indeed, it is a marker of certain diseases, Alzheimer's disease, autoimmune diseases, strokes, circulatory blood vessel problems. I would say pretty much all long-term health challenges have some element of elevated homocysteine that are associated with them. But does that necessarily mean, does the link between elevated homocysteine and diseases, which is pretty clear, does that mean that there's a causal relationship? I'm not so sure. Most practitioners will say, oh, well, homocysteine is high in people who have autoimmune diseases and Alzheimer's, et cetera, circulatory problems. Cholesterol is high when you have elevated homocysteine. That means homocysteine is a bad guy. I don't know about that. I'm not convinced. Homocysteine, yes, is high homocysteine is associated with these things, but maybe it's the thing that causes the high homocysteine in the first place that's the problem. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Homocysteine holds on to a lot of energy. It's a storage molecule for energy. And this high energy nature of homocysteine tends to trigger building. It's an anabolic. And that's why you get upregulation of things, mostly things that clog. You also get changes in how the blood moves. You get clogging of the blood. It's basically a clogging substance. It's associated with clogging. Elevated homocysteine is associated with clogging. But you know what? B vitamin deficiency is associated with clogging. And B vitamin deficiency causes the elevated homocysteine. Why is this important? Because we have control over the B complex deficiency. People will tell you that elevated homocysteine is just something, you know, you can take B vitamins as a medicine, but they don't tell you that's the literal cause of it. The literal cause of elevated homocysteine is not, it's B vitamin deficiency as well as methylation deficiency. And this has become very popular to talk about in the world of alternative medicine, at least in the last couple of years, become very popular. There's a disease, biochemical context called MTHFR deficiency. Some of you may have heard of this. And MTHFR deficiency is linked to elevated homocysteine. I don't want to talk too much about it right now, but I just want to say that there's certain genetic conditions that can cause elevated homocysteine, and people will blame their genes rather than the real problem, which is how you live your life. And this is just highlights a really, really important message, a really, really important concept, and that is we have control. We have so much control over how our body shows up. The vast, vast majority of our bodily dysfunction is within our control to reverse. And homocysteine, this whole story of MTHFR and homocysteine and methylation and vitamin deficiency, it's all around that. Homocysteine because it stores energy, it upregulates things, and upregulation shows up as elevated cholesterol production. It shows up in changes in how sugar is processed. And by the way, homocysteine also, or elevated anabolism buildup, can also show up as inflammation. Inflammation and building go together. Inflammation is a revved up system, and building is a revved up system. They kind of go together. So things that cause lots of building can cause lots of inflammation if they're not controlled. And the net result of elevated homocysteine is inflammation, it's changes in sugar processing, it's how the circulatory system moves, how blood moves. And I think it's really important to recognize that the elevated homocysteine itself may not be the problem. It may be what's causing the elevated homocysteine. That's the problem. We got to dig deeper. When we don't dig deep, we tend to make mistakes in how we address the body. It's like cholesterol. Maybe it's not the cholesterol. Maybe it's the thing that causes the high cholesterol. That's the problem. You got to dig deep. When you dig deep and you find the causes that are underneath everything, that's where you get your leverage. That's where you get your power. So it's not so much that the homocysteine is toxic. It's the biochemistry of the body that is messed up by generally poor lifestyle choices. And that's what pretty much all long-term chronic degenerative diseases are about. Interestingly, homocysteine levels are associated with eating lots of protein. So people who want to blame homocysteine will tell you not to eat lots of protein. But what they don't notice, because they're not digging deeper, is that veggies and protein are supposed to go together. The veggies help you handle the protein, and people who are eating lots of protein often aren't getting enough veggies. So maybe it's not the protein, the high protein, but maybe it's the low veggies. Vegetables are the cure for elevated homocysteine. Why? Because the vegetables have the B vitamins, and the B vitamins help you process the protein so you don't, the homocysteine doesn't build up. Maybe it's that we're eating lots of McDonald's hamburgers and not enough salads. That could easily be the problem. So if somebody says eating too much wants to, and it's not so much you guys who are listening to this program, but a lot of folks will tell you, oh, you're getting too much protein. Don't get so much protein. Protein's associated with elevated homocysteine. Well, maybe it's not the protein, but the low veggies. And maybe by eating more veggies, you could eat more protein. As it turns out, vegetables via the B vitamins are the best way to lower your homocysteine, and low intake of veggies, which help the body process homocysteine, may be just as, if not more, responsible than the flat out protein intake. Homocysteine is a derivative of this really, really fascinating amino acid called methionine. Because methionine and cysteine are like two peas in a pod. They're like yin and yang. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Forget that one. That was a bad metaphor. Cysteine comes from methionine. Cysteine is birthed from methionine through the transition point of homocysteine. And we're going to spend some time talking about methionine. Methionine has lots of trapped energy, or held energy is a better way of saying it. Methionine is a sulfur amino acid. It's got, like cysteine. All of this is about sulfur. Sulfur and the building amino acids, they're all part of upregulating the body's chemistry. Methionine is a carrier of a very, very fascinating upregulating molecule, a key upregulating molecule called a methyl. This methyl, this is really fascinating stuff. Methylation. You probably heard of methylation. That's where the MTHFR thing comes from. Methylation. MTHFR is about methylation. Methyl is a activating switch. It's a carrier. It's carried on methionine. Methionine is a carrier for this activating switch. It's like a tow truck. You ever see those tow trucks that drive around the highways and they're looking around for cars that are dead to charge? That's kind of like methionine and methyl. Methyl is like the charger, and methionine is like the tow truck. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break, and continuing next week on The Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news as President Trump issues an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The president wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle.
The war of words escalates between Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. She says she's praying for him, and he calls her crazy. Listen.
So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group, Crying Chuck, Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. If you haven't already, make sure to flip the switch on your ceiling fan. If those blades are tilted downward, cool air is being pulled from the ground, making it difficult to maintain a comfortable temperature. Also remember to turn that fan off if you're not in the room, as they technically don't cool the room itself, just the individual. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. Got lines open, 844-236-6010, and we'll get your calls in our next in just a little bit. I want to read a couple stories first, and we do have lines open, so hang on. We'll get to you momentarily. 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. If you have any questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, or anything we're speaking about here today, if you want to purchase longevity products, go to BrightsideBend.com, PharmacistBend.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com, or call 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. If you want to purchase our True Skin Health products, go to TruthTreatments.com. We got $10 off our retinol roller for the next, I'd say 24 hours at least, maybe 24 to 48 hours, at least 24 hours. $10 off. It's $69 ordinarily, now $59. And it is ideal and very cute and very handy little product for keeping in your purse or in your locker or in your drawer at work for when you just catch that zit and you just see a blemish starting to show up. You put a little bit of our retinol spot treatment, retinol roller, on the blemish or on the blemish to be, and the blemish to be will not be. If you already have the blemish and you put it on, you'll speed up the healing dramatically. It's great for bug bites or retinol spot treatment. It's great for little hyperpigmented or dark spots. And it is $59 for the next 24 hours for 2% retinol and 0.5% salicylic acid and vitamin C and vitamin E in medium-chain triglycerides for transdermal penetration, because it's not what you put on your skin, it's what gets into your skin when it comes to taking care of your skin issues. Anyway, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products. From the journal The Dermatologist, diet appears to affect outcomes of PDT for AK. PDT is photodynamic therapy. It's a particularly nasty dermatological procedure where they paint the skin with a photosensitizer and they let you go home and then come back the next day and they burn your skin with a light. They sensitize your skin with a chemical, something called ALA typically, amino levulinic acid. And then you go home, you leave the stuff on your skin, you don't wash it off. And then you come back the next day to the dermatologist, and he puts a light on there, special kind of light. I think it's a blue light, maybe a red light. It's a light that has a specific frequency, and it just fries the heck out of your skin. And that's how they treat certain skin cancers. They also actually treat certain lung cancers, esophageal cancer with it, basically burning the stuff off. Actinic keratosis is early skin cancer, and also, by the way, they use ADT just for general, PDT for general anti-aging. But as it turns out, according to this journal in The Dermatologist, patients who ate a vegan diet had poorer skin healing compared to those who consumed an omnivore diet, according to a study published online in the Journal of Dermatological Treatment. Quote, photodynamic therapy is an improved and effective treatment for actinic keratosis. The time of complete healing is estimated to range between 5 and 10 days, but the role of nutrition in influencing it has never been evaluated, unquote. So they tested nutrition. They found out if you didn't get enough nutrients, specifically proteins from meats, and also the building substances that we've been talking about. Vegans don't get as much of those building substances. I'm going to talk about that here in a second. And as it turns out, they didn't have the same healing prognosis. They didn't heal as well. So a couple things stand out here. First of all, there's this idea that there's a relationship between what we eat and how our skin appears. And I've been saying this for decades. It is just common sense when you think about it. I've observed it. The skin and what goes into the body internally through foods and supplements are like hand and glove. They go together. They absolutely 100% are linked, what we eat and what shows up on the skin. There is no doubt about it. And this has been known in scientific realms. For decades, since they first discovered nutrients, since they first isolated vitamins and nutrients in the 1920s, the first thing they saw was that there was a relationship between deficiencies in the skin, because it's very easy to see the skin. I mean, there were relationships between nutritional deficiencies in the liver, the health of the liver, and the health of the spleen, and the health of the lungs, etc., but you could see it on the skin. It was obvious on the skin, and because the skin moves so fast, it was obvious quickly. So you could take essential fatty acids out of the diet and have crappy skin in less than 30 days. You could take zinc out of the diet and have unhealthy skin in less than 14 to 28 days. You could see it right away. So there's no doubt about it. And now we have the Journal of Dermatological Treatment verifying that. This is a little bit different in the sense that they're relating it to building substances rather than micronutrients. But nonetheless, it's the same idea. What we eat and how our skin shows up are inextricably linked, tied together. And the second thing that's very interesting to me is this idea that vegans don't build as fast. And that could be good or bad. Because remember, we talked about in our last segment the relationship between how overbuilding can be a problem, over-anabolism can be a problem if it's not balanced out correctly. If the raw materials aren't present and the protective micronutrients aren't present, it can be a problem. And this is why vegans sometimes have the mistaken idea that veganism has health benefits. It may have health benefits compared to over-inflammatory kinds of foods, these building foods, that are coming into the system without micronutrients and out of balance. And so it looks kind of like veganism is a good way to live. But if you think about it, human beings didn't grow up as vegans. And there's things in vegan foods that are important for human beings to grow with, but or there's things that are not in vegan foods that are important for human beings to grow with. anabolic substances. So it could be, I'm not saying I know this for sure, but it sure looks like it's a possibility that the benefits of veganism aren't necessarily associated with being a vegan as much as they're associated with not getting all of those out of balance anabolic substances that so many of us get when we eat at McDonald's or we eat, subsist on fast food or the standard American diet. So number one, this article tells us that there's a food, very intimate relationship between food and diet and digestion and the skin. We knew that. And number two, it tells us that veganism may not be all that when it comes to building, and it leads one to believe that maybe veganism is, gets its supposed benefits not so much from the fact that you're eating lots of veggie, that you're eating vegan, but that you're not getting the out-of-control building substances that lead to clogs and cholesterol and inflammation and all of the problems associated with out-of-control building. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Boston and say good morning to Sally. What's
good
up,
morning.
Sally? How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you, Pharmacist Ben?
Doing good. What's going on?
Good. I enjoy your show.
You.
I am a 70-year-old woman who was recently diagnosed with glaucoma suspect, and I have to go for a follow-up appointment. And I was wondering if there's anything I can do to improve that condition.
Are you on any medication, first of all?
I'm on a thyroid supplement, and I have been for about 35 years.
Perfect. Perfect. That definitely that helps clarify some stuff. I love the term glaucoma suspect. You know what that means?
Yes. I don't know. I mean, is everybody glaucoma
suspect? It means they suspect. They don't know you have it. They suspect it.
Right, right. So I wonder what I should be on the alert to know that I really do have it, because I don't want to start treatment prematurely.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Glaucoma needs to be treated like a blood sugar problem, first and foremost. Now, when you have a blood sugar problem, that itself needs to be treated as a digestive problem. The fact that you're on thyroid medication almost guarantees, the fact that you're an American and 70 years old and you're living in the year 2019 almost guarantees, but taking thyroid medication even further guarantees that you have some kind of blood sugar issue. Hang on, we'll finish up when we come back from our break, Sally, okay? I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are back on the Bright Side talking to Sally in Boston about glaucoma. Sally, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so glaucoma, it represents a biochemical dysfunction. Something's gone wrong with the biochemistry. But it's kind of confusing because we don't really understand the eye. So when you have glaucoma, it's like, what the heck? How does that happen? So glaucoma is a pressure issue, right? You know that probably.
Although my pressure is still within normal limits.
Right, that's why it's suspect. Still,
yeah.
Call glaucoma suspect. It doesn't matter. There's no limits. Those limits are just statistics. You know what I'm saying? I mean, normal limits doesn't mean anything. Do you have symptoms?
No.
Okay. So, not the end of the world right there. I'd be more concerned with your thyroid issues, your blood sugar issues, things like that. Just for the listeners, the eyeball is kept, is like a little mini balloon, and its pressure is maintained by fluid. The fluid is supposed to drain. And when it doesn't drain, it can build up. The pressure can build up, and that's where you run into really some serious. You run into potentially some serious problems, especially damage to the optic nerve, and that can be a really big problem. You don't have, you haven't noticed any vision loss in vision or anything,
no.
Right?
Okay. No.
So it's not like it's the end of the world here. We just want to start paying attention to your body. You're 70. You're on thyroid medication. That's the only medicine you're on?
Yes.
Oh, it's awesome. You're doing great. What other symptoms do you have? Any?
I'm pretty healthy.
Why do you need the thyroid? Who told you need thyroid? You've been on it for 35 years.
Right after childbirth, I became very hypothyroid.
Yeah, and you have no other symptoms, and you're not on any other meds. Probably don't even need that, or it's very likely you don't even need that. So what you want to do? You sound like you're doing. Yeah.
I was going to say I do check my blood glucose levels. I know that's. Can be somewhat crude measure, but because I have a kit for my husband, I occasionally check it. And in fasting, I'm usually, around 80. So I don't know if I have
you're fine. How are you? Sugar isn't the ultimate parameter, but still, like you say, it's a nice crude measurement. What is it after you eat? How high does it get up after you eat?
That I have not really tested.
Sounds like you're doing fine. Sounds like you're doing fine. I'm not convinced you need even any thyroid based on everything you're telling me, but, that's your business. What I'd be doing is just keeping on, whatever you're doing. Are you exercising?
Yep, I exercise regularly.
Sounds like you're doing awesome.
Simple carbs.
Make sure you veggie juices.
I don't do any juicing. No,
Start juicing.
My vegetables.
Juice it in addition to eating.
Uh-huh.
You'll get a more concentrated you'll get more concentrated nutrition, and you'll get them quicker in your system quicker. And then, of course, the Healthy Start Pack I would be doing. If you want to do some stuff directly for the eyes, Ocutive. Sounds like you're doing totally great, though. I would hesitate to. I wouldn't worry about any of that stuff. And they don't even know if you have glaucoma. They said it's suspect glaucoma. And you're 70. Most 70-year-olders are on multiple medications and have multiple symptoms. You're doing great.
Yeah.
What else?
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say the ophthalmologist said that she could put me on eye drops, and I really did not want to do that. So I have a follow-up, at which time I'm assuming she's going to encourage me to do the drops, and I don't really want to do that if I don't have to. You know, so that's why I thought, what else could I do to maintain my health and eye health?
The drops aren't the end of the world. They're not like a systemic medication, but it doesn't sound like you have any problems.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to, you know, counteract what your doctor said, because she knows you better than I do. But it sounds like you're doing great.
Okay.
In my humble opinion. All right.
All right. Well,
thanks, Sally.
Thank
keep
you very
it up.
Much.
Keep
I
up the good work.
It.
All right.
Show.
Take care. Bye bye. All right. Let's go to Japan again and say hi to our friend Rhea. What's up, Rhea? Rhea?
Hi, Pharmacist Ben. How are you?
Hey. I'm doing good. What's going on?
Today I'm calling on behalf of somebody else, and I have two questions.
How are you doing?
You're going to laugh at me because now I'm thinking it's actually coffee.
No, why are you avoiding the most obvious stuff
No,
here?
Because...
You don't want to hear it.
Because...
You don't want to hear something, Rhea.
My diet is so limited that I'm...
Well, it's not. What did you have for breakfast this morning? Well, did you try fasting? Did you do the fast thing? Yeah, have you fasted?
Yes.
How long did you fast for?
One day in between everything I tested.
You got to do a little more than that, but what happened? What did you notice?
My symptoms are better, but, my rashes are better.
Your what?
My rashes are better.
Uh-huh.
But yesterday I had coffee after a long time. And I got home, and I saw, like, two little bumps on my cheek. And I was like, maybe it is coffee.
Maybe. I just...
It was after...
Usually,
but
when you're breaking
sure
out... Just a general rule of thumb here, okay? When you're breaking out, that involves the immune system. The immune system tends to be triggered by complicated molecules, complex proteins, globby things,
mm-hmm.
not chemicals. Chemicals can cause toxicity, but the allergic type of reactions that are associated with rashes are usually associated with complex molecules, complex proteins, typically globby proteins. Like that's what gluten is. Eggs have it. Peanuts have these globby kind of proteins in them. They're complex. It's not like I'm allergic to B vitamins or I'm allergic to caffeine. You know what I'm saying? These are simple molecules. They can cause some of these simple molecules, like caffeine, may cause some kind of toxic reaction, some kind of liver reaction. But as far as the immune system goes, like the inflammatory kinds of reactions, those usually involve complicated things. And that's why dairy, eggs, legumes, what else? Gluten, bread.
But I did a whole day of fasting.
Lectins.
I had six eggs in one day and nothing happened. It was like I tried all that stuff.
You
and
had what?
Now I'm down to...
You said you had six eggs
in one day.
So there wasn't eggs.
Six eggs in one day.
Then probably it wasn't eggs. Probably it wasn't eggs.
Yeah.
Probably it's not eggs.
It looked
to me like bread or dairy, or gluten or dairy, I should say. Or not necessarily gluten, flour or dairy. And keep in mind, hang on just a second, Rhea. Keep in mind, when we talk about gluten, sometimes we forget that flour is the problem. It can be a problem independent of gluten. Gluten is one of the factors that's in flour. And by flour, I mean ground up grains. There's hundreds, dozens, maybe hundreds of factors somewhere in there. I don't know exactly, but there's lots of factors in flour that can be a problem even if the gluten is removed. So gluten-free doesn't get you out of the woods. It's these seed compounds in flour that are concentrated in flour. Because when you eat flour, you're getting way more than you would if you just ate a few seeds. So to me, when I saw that rash, I'm thinking bread, gluten, flour, that along those lines, cereal, along those lines, or maybe dairy. That's what it looked like to me. And that's just looks. But it could also be legumes, too. What's that? And legumes are in everything, by the way. Soy, especially in Japan. Don't you guys have a lot of soy there?
Yeah.
It could easily be
soy. I don't even take soy sauce anymore because I'm scared.
Not so much sauce, but as a filler in other foods. As a filler. Soy flour is a filler. It contains compounds that you may be reacting to. And it looked like it could have been, I can't say for sure, but it looked like it could be something that's in a soy flour product, grain flour product, or possibly dairy, that kind of thing. Or even just chickpeas
it's
or
a real
just
mystery.
Legumes. Okay, well, go ahead. We're going to run out of time, so how can I help?
I'm sorry. I wanted to ask you, I listened to like maybe 3 or 4 hours of your YouTube material every day, and I know that you used to be a bodybuilder. And I have a friend that is, calling on behalf of someone who's bodybuilding. He's 54 years old.
5'4"?
50 kgs. I don't know how. Yeah, 5'4", I guess, yeah.
Okay,
70 kilograms, right? I don't know what that is in pounds.
Okay.
And it looks like to me that he's got a blood sugar issue, digestive issue.
How do you say? Why do you say? What was your clue?
Because he eats, or like we go out to dinner, and he's like, he instantly like almost drops to sleep, like in front of me. He can't.
Good for you. That's a sign of that. That's right. That's exactly what it is. That's hyperinsulinemia. Too much insulin. That's too much insulin. So you want to start weaning himself off. Have him wean himself off of foods that throw off his sugar. Foods that spike his blood sugar. That's the first thing. Yeah.
You know how bodybuilders are told to take carbohydrates with protein.
He needs the carbs, but he needs.
I really don't know how to explain that to him.
Yeah, I know that's tricky. Well, if he's falling asleep after he eats, you know, we got to go here, Maria. But listen, if he falls asleep after he eats, then that should be his first clue that you might be onto something, and he should be listening to you. Hey, I gotta go. We only have about 30 seconds here, my dear. If you call back, I hope that works out for you. Okay, call back. Thanks. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products, True Skin Health products for our True Treatment products, got $10 off our retinol spot treatment. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.